Start it up then.
And good welcome.
Good welcome.
Good welcome.
Good welcome.
Good welcome.
Come well.
Good.
Good. Good.
Good welcome. This is Bob.
Chuck, and that's Huey.
That's correct.
Ah. Oh, man. Good. How come you always say stuff for other people real quick, Chuck, before they even get to say it?
Because I do that.
You know, it hurts my feelings when you do that.
Because we have one of those.
He cried an inner tear right there, and I watched him.
An inner tear?
Inner tear.
Inner tear.
That's when the tear came out and then just went back in. It was so sad.
Hey, so you realize this is the second time in a row I just showed up.
Hey, Huey's here.
Hey.
Just throwing that out there.
We promise. You know what? Some people have told me that they like the bonus ones better because we just sit there and jack around. But I'm pretty sure lots of people like the topic ones too. Probably the ones people who don't know us as well.
Yeah.
The topic ones a little bit.
Our next topic one, though, we're kind of trying to flesh out to make it better.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing some crap up there and being like, hey, guys, hey.
Is that how we sound?
That's how
I sound.
Hey,
guys, hey.
So I...
Yeah, we sound like that sometimes.
There is a topic one coming. We just haven't fleshed it all out yet.
We want to make it better.
It's good
for
you,
the listener, the bow chewers.
I think that's what we call them. Is that what I call them on the Facebook thing?
The Facebook thing, yeah. I think it's bow chewers.
Chewers.
Chewites.
We tried ites.
No, it's bow chewers.
My mom didn't like it.
Oh, if mom doesn't like it.
Shout out to Janet.
There it is. Let's get it out of the way. Let's get it out of the way.
So bow chewers it is.
Yeah.
Okay, let me write that down.
I'll tell a story while we're talking about
okay.
it. So my mom listened to our military. It's me taking it on my invisible typewriter.
No, this is my pen.
She told me she listened to the military one, the military movies one.
Your mom yelled at me in the Mexican restaurant by the way. Yeah. She was upset with me.
What was she upset with you about?
I don't know. She said, I listened to it and you're wrong.
Oh, man.
She was like, did you know me? She was like, did Under Siege really take place in the USS Missouri? I'm like, yeah.
That's what she asked
You know
me.
What?
And she goes, because we took a tour of that boat.
She's
like, we're on that decommissioned.
I get the most shit about you guys by saying, Chuck's never seen, what was that first, like, in our introduction movie? What movie you never seen? Like,
I don't know. The introduction podcast?
Yeah, you said you'd never
Napoleon
seen a movie
Dynamite?
Like Green Mile or.
Oh, I never
Have
seen
you seen
either.
The Shawshank Redemption all the way? And you've never
no.
seen that all the way? That's
no,
right.
That's the one.
That was the one. Shawshank Redemption.
I know what it's about.
I know. But I get
I've
shit about
enough.
That. I get shit about
you
that.
You get
about
shit about it?
Yeah.
Who gives
either,
a shit?
Either like my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Or Nicole.
I don't want to say anything bad about Monica. I'm already on the list.
No.
You're a dead man.
You are dead. Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
wait, you're going to tell a story. Tell your story.
That was my story.
Oh, that your
mom
was talking about USS Missouri.
Missouri. And then my dad was like, he didn't listen to it and just said something about Iron Eagle. And he's like, I was like, I watched Iron Eagle the other night because I really did. I watched it on the 3rd of July. I watched Iron Eagle
for
the first time in like 15 years. And it was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, you texted me as soon as you were done.
Yeah, so I was done. And my dad's like, you know what? I think where'd you get it? I'm going to rent it. I go, well, I bought it for you for Christmas like 6 years ago. You have it on DVD. Just go watch it. And he's like, then I already own it. I'm going to go find it.
Well, it was funny when I saw him in the restaurant, like your mom like was giving me crap. But then your dad was like pointing his finger in the air saying, I'm waiting for the next podcast. When's it going to be? When's it going to be? And your mom's over there trying to critique me.
He's never listened to one.
Yeah, I know. You told me that.
He likes to know that we do them.
That's true. He's so supportive.
Yeah. My mom also said she can't listen to them all in one shot. She's got to break them up.
Yeah.
Are they too
long? No, she did tell me that. She did tell me.
She's
she
like,
goes,
I just don't have the time.
I can't finish it. I just can't finish it all the way. I have to take 2 days.
I'll work something in there. Maybe some crickets.
The crickets thing
is
hilarious.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought it was.
I liked it.
A way to break it up from being just like... Real quick.
It was cool.
Real quick cuts.
I liked it.
So I'm glad your guys' moms listened because my
No, that's what I was going to say. My mom hasn't even finished our first one. I don't
Skip
know why.
It.
And I told her, I'm like, but you're retired.
Yeah, well, there's a
lot of... She has better stuff to do, bro.
There's a lot of daytime TV.
Yeah. She likes rewatching that show on Stars. It's like a
Outlander.
Fantasy. Yes. She loves that show.
Yeah.
She loves the books, and then she bought the movies. The well, we got them dimension. For Christmas.
There's movies?
TV shows.
There's
TV show.
Yeah, there's DVDs.
Oh, I thought you said, like, I thought there were movies.
No, I'm sorry. The DVDs
like
of the
seasons.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Sorry.
For Stars. No, I
sorry.
Don't care. I was just confused.
Hey, speaking of movies and TV, this leads me into one of my talking points.
Bob's talking points.
Talking points, yeah.
Talking points with Bob.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's got some points to go. He's got them on his notepad that he wrote with his pen typewriter.
How does the pen sound? Okay, go ahead.
Talking points, Bob.
Okay. I'm mainly talking about this with digital movies only.
Okay. Like,
this is where I notice it the most.
Roger.
How do you guys feel about cover art changes?
I hate it.
I can't stand it.
Thank you.
We talked about cover art changes.
I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
I think it was on that first podcast we did.
We might have mentioned something about it, yeah.
I always talk about Misery. How about that? How that cover art?
Well,
we did
mention on some movies how, like, when we described watching it, we picked it on the cover art.
I hate cover art changes, and it's always for the worst.
Have you ever seen that those comparisons they have on the different like threads where they take like how all the modern movie arts are essentially the same exact pattern?
Oh yeah, it's like copy paste.
Yeah,
I can't stand it. I can't stand it, man. Like, I was looking through my digital movies when you came in. You asked me what I was doing.
Yeah.
I said research. A lot of the movie art has changed. Like, I noticed, like, the A-Team one I got has changed. The Martian. Fight Club, the art's changed.
The Martian changed?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the biggest thing I notice is...
all the Marvel movies have changed their cover art.
Yeah, I saw that.
I've noticed...
Die Hard has changed his cover art. Sorry to cut
you
off.
No, you're right, but you're right. If you pull up Netflix, it seems like they changed the cover art to something new that never existed before.
Just to try to give it
an
update. It
used to be painted. A lot of them used to be painted.
Just to, like, give it an update, or I don't know why. What's the reason? What do you think the reason for this is?
I couldn't give you a good reason why. Like, the only...
Because I like the cover art.
Like, if you go to, like, Scream Factory or Shout Factory, usually, like, on all those are collector's editions, they change the cover art, but it's usually, like, some awesome cover art they
but
make.
But if you don't like it,
you
can turn it inside out.
There's a slip
and it's
cover.
The original.
But I got to level with you, though. I have not bought, when it comes to new releases, right, I have not bought a hard copy in probably 2 years.
I buy hard copies here and there.
I've been less and less lately, but I still do once in a while, but I usually mainly buy digital.
I do too.
I'm not.
No. It's cheaper. It saves space.
Well, and to be honest, I'm a little spoiled too. Sometimes the digital copy is ready for release before the physical.
Exactly.
And like, I jump the gun on a Saturday night and say, oh, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to own it anyway, so I might as well buy it. Well,
my thing is, like, I don't mind doing that for a movie that I miss at the movie theater. Like, I'll buy it digitally early. Like, I was going to pay $15 to see this anyway. I might as well watch it 3 weeks before it comes out because I really want to see it. But like a movie like the Marvel movies, I usually buy a hard copy. Like, I don't know why, but I usually like Guardians 2. Like, I got a hard copy. That was the last one.
Yeah, but that comes with a digital.
Yeah.
I guess the question for me is do you think... Well,
so?
The question I have about it...
Not so, but don't you add it to your collection?
No, I never put them in.
Oh.
Unless you give me one for a movie I didn't have.
Yeah. You should put it in your collection,
for
though.
What?
In case the disc ever breaks or something,
well,
you lose
then
it.
Then I'll put it in.
Don't you think the medium is going to be gone of a physical copy?
Eventually,
yes. Yeah, I mean, so...
Totally, yes.
It'd be the VHS of today.
I don't know if it'll ever be 100% gone, but I think at some point, like, because there'll always be the collector's thing, like I was just talking about, like, Scream and Shout Factory. Those are all collector's editions. I mean, every once in a while, they'll put out a new movie, like, but usually it's like you buy those because you either... It's a goofy, rare movie that you can't get anywhere else, or it's... A movie you want a bunch of features and shit.
The only thing that worries me about it is because I the majority of everything I've purchased has been digital. But the only thing that really worries me about it is if Amazon fails.
Skynet.
Yeah, no, like
what
seriously.
Do you mean if they fail?
Well, let's say 5 years down the line, something bigger and better than Amazon comes along, and Amazon just goes out of business. What's going to happen to my catalog of movies?
I don't know
exactly.
Well, you got to link it up like I have mine, man.
Yeah, Bob's got the super link.
You link your account. You make a call. It's called Movies Anywhere account.
Yeah.
You make one of those. Yeah. And you link it up with like your Vudu.
Fair. I get that.
iTunes.
But it's all still based on a cloud, right?
Yeah.
It's all still based on even iTunes. I mean,
I don't
Apple,
see iTunes failing anytime soon, man. They're billions.
No, realistically, they may not, right? But they could.
Well, yeah, anybody could.
Your Facebook's not going to be around forever, you know. Something bigger and better will always come along and replace the medium that's out.
Okay, get this though. Say you have the physical copy and you want to watch it, but there's a zombie apocalypse and there's no electricity.
Can't watch either. Yep.
Can't watch either. True. That's what I'm saying.
Look, I have the same. I have the same problem with iTunes because I bought all those CDs years ago.
My thought is relevant.
It's not.
I'm listening.
It is not. Just come to my house.
There was a zombie apocalypse. Like, the last thing on my mind would be like, fuck, man, I really wish I could watch Captain America.
Yeah,
Winter Soldier.
My Harry Potter collection. Dang it.
Hey, I will be.
I don't know, man. You gotta
it'll be like Reign of Fire. We're going to be forced to act out.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm
the
cool
movies
with that.
For our children.
I'm okay with that.
I love that movie. Reign of Fire is such
Gerard
a good movie.
Gerard Butler and Christian Bale, I think,
it
out.
Killing it.
Gerard Butler's in that movie?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's him.
Yeah. It's Christian Bale.
I haven't seen that movie in a long
Matthew
time.
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
That might be another one I have to give another shout out.
I love that
shout
movie.
Out
that's
to
a great
like the
movie,
Royal
man.
Tenenbaums
that's,
that we were
that's
talking
that's
about.
That's Dragons before Bomber. Game of Thrones, man.
Yes. Yes.
That's what happened to Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you that the movies I've watched this week, have we all seen Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No.
I saw it.
They all die at the end. I'm just telling
Damn
you.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I've rewatched a couple movies this week that I've rewatched Bridesmaid because I got it free through this voodoo deal they had going on or whatever.
Okay.
And then I watched Super Troopers 2 again, and I wanted to give out my quote. Have you guys seen it at all yet?
No.
No.
I'm going to give out my quote that I think is hilarious, and it's funny either way. And it says, what part of side effects include bitchiness and queefing didn't you understand? Yeah.
Without any context, it's still funny. I'll give
you
that.
Oh, man. Just wait till you see it. I also watched A Quiet Place and Ready Player One.
I bought both of those this week.
I didn't buy Ready Player One. I downloaded it.
edit. I saw Quiet Place in the theater.
I'm going to buy it.
Amazing.
I saw both of
them. Yeah, I saw both of them in the theater.
Ready Player One we saw. You fell asleep.
Yeah.
That was so funny when you fell asleep.
Oh, it was so funny.
And I didn't know that you had seen it.
You were holding the popcorn while I was eating it.
That's fine. I don't care.
Is that a euphemism?
It
for
was
something?
So hot.
There was no hole in the bottom of it anyway.
But I was going to throw my...
I can edit that out.
I asked my wife, I'm like, should I throw my shoe at him? Like, while he's sleeping? And Huey can't, like, hear me, but he, like, just looks over at me and nods. Like, yes.
Do it.
You should throw your shoe at him. Like, because we were across the aisle from each other.
Who woke me up, or what woke me up?
It
was the end of the movie.
Yeah, it was the end of the movie.
You
but you know what I was doing, right? Every time I reached for some popcorn, I'd bump you. And you would kind of go,
oh man.
And you were snoring hard.
Yeah, you were sawing logs.
That's not
bro.
A boring movie.
That was opening night.
You were sawing some
or
logs.
It was the Friday.
It was the Friday. You saw it on the Thursday the night before,
Wednesday.
Right? Yeah.
I think it was a Wednesday.
I saw it on Friday because that was the week I had vacation.
No, I think I saw it on a Wednesday. I saw it in 3D with my wife her first because we both wanted to see it. And then I went with you guys.
How did it hold up? Did it hold up?
Yeah.
You still liked it?
Yeah, I still like it.
I still liked it the first
It's
time.
Different than the book. I mean, it's really similar, obviously, yeah. But like...
It's very much different than the book.
It's a lot, way, a lot of ways yeah. different.
Okay.
I mean,
there's a lot more depth to it.
It's good. I liked it.
I still like it.
And
it's a fun
A Quiet
movie.
Place, I've watched it again, and I loved it.
It's phenomenal.
I loved it still.
That is a phenomenal movie.
I've watched they have behind the scenes. Did you watch that, though?
I didn't, so I bought it. Because me and my daughter are going to watch it when we're spending some time together this weekend.
Oh, nice.
And so I'll probably watch it when she falls asleep or whatever.
It's only PG-13.
It's a great film, man.
It is a great film.
I took my kids to see it.
What was genius about it was how what you thought was a traditional jump scene coming never was. And I'll tell you what, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, right? But the end scene when she ranks that shotgun...
Oh,
was
yeah.
the coolest scene ever.
Spoiler, did you say that?
Yeah, he did.
I did.
Yeah,
she's
really
a bad chick in that scene, man.
He didn't really say anything.
Well, I'll give
couldn't believe it when Sarah Connor showed up.
I'll give another spoiler.
It was
spoiler.
Crazy.
Linda Hamilton looked good for her age.
They're filming Terminator 6.
Did you see her new shots?
In that.
I was just kidding. What?
No, she's in Terminator 6, dude. They're refilming.
There's a 6?
They released her.
I didn't see Genesis. She
did a Twitter photo of herself getting in character because they're filming 6.
And it's basically, though, a follow-up to 2.
Who's filming 6?
I don't know who's filming it, but Cameron is producing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming.
It's Sarah Connor's
With the article that I read, they're trying to bring, quote unquote, the name back to the Terminator franchise.
Well, that's a good idea.
You know, because they kind of railed.
Did you see that Neil Blomkamp or whatever his name is doing
RoboCop? Yeah, yep. RoboCop. Yeah, I saw that today.
I'll take that.
I would too.
I'll buy that.
That kind of sucks that he didn't get his Alien movie.
He
wanted
to do the Alien boot, right?
I got stepped on. I said I'll buy that for $1.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
No,
I didn't hear it.
That's because we were talking. You were trying to push it in there. You were trying to push it in there.
Whatever.
Hey, I'd buy that for $1.
We talked about this.
I'll be quiet.
Did we not?
We agreed.
Your mic's turned off now. Yeah, I'm excited for that. RoboCop. Is it a reboot or?
I don't remember.
Sequel or? I don't know.
I see things.
Does it matter?
Don't know.
Like I don't.
Would
read
you
them.
Watch it either way?
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it.
Okay. Yeah. You know what when I see things like that, like I scrolling through Facebook or some shit like that, and it'll say like new movie coming out, blah blah, and then like I'll click on it, I'll be like, oh cool, I'm gonna read more, and really it's just like a paragraph saying the exact same
thing.
There's
a lot of that.
I just stop clicking on things.
I got a point about the digital movies medium that I wanted to bring up.
Okay,
oh, go ahead.
That I just remembered. So do you think you said Blu-rays are gonna die out? That's like the VHS
maybe,
generation.
Yeah.
They have 4K.
Yeah.
Videos, okay. Yep. Do you think if there's anything after that?
Well, yeah.
Like in terms of definition wise, like the human eye can't see better than 4K, man.
Well, here's where I'm at. Okay, so maybe so, but did people in 1950 think 4K was going to be possible? They didn't even know it existed.
Maybe we'll get robot eyes.
So who knows? Maybe they'll come up with some
risky operation.
Maybe they'll come up with some augmented reality type thing. Who knows? You know.
I'll let you know after I get back from this nanomachines conference I'm going to next weekend.
I just want to get you a...
This isn't funny. I'll be there on Saturday, okay?
Go around your neck?
Clothes cost a lot in the Matrix?
Damn it, how did he see me?
Well, if the last 50 years have proven anything, is that the medium...
There's always going to be a new technology available.
Exactly.
I get it. But, like, when is enough? Or too much. Like
when we invent the Starship Enterprise and we have holodecks, then we'll talk. Okay, boy. But until then,
boy,
I'm all man here.
Stop yourself.
What about hologram TV?
That's what I just said. Augmented reality.
What about
the holodeck? Star Trek: The Next Generation.
What about
be there?
Oh, I don't watch Star Trek.
You don't watch Star Trek: The Next Generation?
No.
You should watch it. It's available. You can watch it online.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Here, hold on. Let me type.
Write it down. Punch him in the face.
Okay, that's...
I don't watch it either.
You're both
violence,
horrible people.
Act number one.
It was so good, why'd it get canceled?
I'm writing that down.
It didn't get canceled. They ended it on a high note.
Because they were getting... I don't know. I got no beef with Star
Far
Trek.
Point.
I don't have any beef with Star Trek. The movies are way better.
I'm not going to watch those either.
I like the new trilogy they came out with.
I didn't.
The last movie was not very good.
It was all right.
Had
its moments.
I watched the first one.
The whole motorbike scene looked cheesy, as cheesy can be.
Had its moments, bro.
Cheesy.
Its moments.
I do
Would
like
you
how
watch
they,
the Tarantino one they're talking about doing?
I've heard about that, but he's almost done with his gangster flick right now, isn't he?
He's casting it. It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I think it's called, or something like that.
Yeah,
it takes place
about the Charles Manson murders. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's not like a true story, but like based, or I don't know if
it's based on the Tate murders, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Brad Pitt,
Margot Robbie,
a bunch of people. Yeah,
bunch of people. I'd watch that.
I'll watch it. I like his
Me
films.
Too.
You like Tarantino?
He says some dumb stuff, but I like his films.
I do.
He does say some dumb stuff.
He's stupid.
And he's gotten weird looking over the years.
He's
weirder.
He's always been weird looking.
Okay.
Do you remember? Desperado. He was weird looking in that movie.
Desperado.
Like
that song wasn't in the movie.
I like his theme music in that movie when Tarantino walks in.
I like the joke about pissing all over the bar.
Yeah. So he's pissing all over the guy and pissing all over there. That was a good joke.
I'd at that guy. I piss a little bit.
Yeah. So.
Nothing.
I don't know.
Well,
you had a whole half a page there talking.
Yeah,
I talked about it already, man.
Oh,
it was just the digital stuff.
Oh, you actually did write down boat shoot. You're so organized.
No, I write down notes while we're recording so I can.
That's a good idea.
Fill in.
I'm glad you're on the game.
What did I do this week?
What worked. Did you do?
I did work. I didn't do anything fun. Yet.
You played Monster Hunter.
I did. I don't want to talk about that. I did kill some
I
stuff.
Do. I got some issues.
You want to talk about Monster Hunter?
Not Monster Hunter. Well, yeah, I do have one issue.
What?
One issue.
Mainly
Monster
is
Hunter.
Your
Luke,
issue.
That Luke won't play with you?
Yeah. Luke refuses to partner up with me. He says it's the game. It's the server. Luke, I know.
That's not what
I know you
me.
Don't want to play with me. Okay, Luke? I get it.
Huey?
You're mean drunk.
Huey, Luke texted me the other day. He said, fuck you.
Tell Huey that was for Huey.
God, I hate you guys.
And that wasn't for me. He's like, followed up the text with, tell Huey. That
so
here, was for him.
Here's
and I'll never play Monster Hunter with him. Ever.
You go ahead with your Monster Hunter thing. Right, I just thought of something fun I did do.
Well, throw it out there, man.
I went to the drive-in for the first
time. Oh, yeah.
First time ever?
That's where you saw.
I saw your Facebook pictures.
Second time.
Your fake smile on that one was like.
I can't smile.
You
in
look
pictures.
So happy.
I don't know how to smile in pictures. I can't fake smile.
Eh.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I went to I went to the drive-in. It was they show two movies, and I already seen The Incredibles 2,
yeah.
But we saw it again.
It's a good movie.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was the other movie, and I had to wait up to see
that's
that.
That's a good movie.
And I was like asking my wife, I was like, even though this place is only 35 minutes away, I don't know. Like, are they gonna play like? The old school, like, let's go to the lobby. Like,
let's all go to
the movies. I can't remember.
Let's all go to the
They did play a cartoon at the beginning. It was Foghorn Leghorn. It was pretty
sweet.
Funny.
How did it look? Like, was it new digital projectors?
Yeah.
Looked
yeah.
pretty decent.
It's pretty sharp out there, man.
The last movie I saw there was The Avengers, the original one.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Back in, what, 2000?
I don't know.
10?
But, really, what was the most interesting part was the
12? I got a funny story about
the
that.
The humanity on display. I mean, just people, kind of seeing just people that go to the drive-in.
I can't stop.
Oh, the patrons.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going down, getting ready to turn down this aisle to in our car to go to a spot. And there's this guy. He's wearing a black shirt, shorts like 70s basketball shorts, but they're black.
Okay.
He's got a hat on, long hair, long beard, smoking a cigarette in the tailgate of a SUV. He weighed 400 pounds.
Yeah.
That dude's
and,
badass.
And I just, that's what I started saying. I started saying, man, I am going to walk back down here because that guy looks like he knows how to party.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
I
he
know
does.
He's got
that's
a garbage
badass.
Bag full of popcorn.
Guaranteed.
He's got some Twizzlers.
Uh huh.
And we're going to knock out the Incredibles.
Knock some back, yeah.
He's got Twizzlers or Red Vines.
Well, then, so I'm talking, and my wife goes, I look over at my wife, and she's like, I had to roll up the window. Because you were talking really loud. We're only like 5 feet away from that guy. You just start yelling at him.
I'm going to party with
like,
you, man.
I'm coming back to party with that guy. He's clearly done this before.
Did you look over and he was just like looking at you,
no,
just eating fistfuls of popcorn?
Yeah.
Dude.
Pointing at him.
You don't understand. This guy, he saw right through me. Like, he was way too cool to see just a peon like me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's puffing on his burner. He's, he's smoking.
Was he vaping?
No, he's smoking and just like, because you don't give no, no, dude, a guy this fucking.
No, a guy that cool does
no
not vape.
This guy did not give no fuck. He was holding a baby, too. Like.
No.
He had a baby?
I said, no.
Did he have a gun in the other hand? Like a.
Yeah. He had, in one hand, he had a baby. In one hand, he had a gun. And in one hand, he had a cigarette.
I would say was he standing on one leg, but was he sitting on one cheek?
I don't even know how he was sitting on it.
U.S. of A.
It was cool. There was a Terminator 2 pinball machine that I didn't know was there.
Love it.
Until like
what,
5 minutes before I was going to leave.
What kind of concessions did you get?
I didn't. We brought our own.
Good call. Good call on that.
Anybody get anything?
Peanut butter M&Ms. I had popcorn before we left.
My favorite are peanut butter M&Ms.
I said peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, I thought you said peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms are the best.
The red bag.
Yeah, it was the
hell
red one.
Hell yeah.
The yellow ones taste the best out of the peanut M&Ms.
Nah, bro. The red ones.
I like the peanut ones. Peanut
red
butter's
bag.
Good. The caramel ones are good.
I haven't had those
pretzel
yet.
Pretzel ones are okay.
Didn't I say something about them being like easier to eat milk duds. Like, that's what the caramel ones kind of are. They're good.
They are good.
Yeah. So, yeah, the drive-in was pretty sweet, man. Like, I'd never been there before.
How was the weather?
It was good. It was hot. But it was not bad out.
It had to cool down a little
mosquitoes,
bit.
Mosquitoes were fucking terrible. I had to get in the van to watch most of The Incredibles. Oh, shit. And that's when the funniest thing in the world happens. So my son was eating Almond Joys, these miniature Almond Joys.
Almond Joys got nuts.
And moms don't.
Because sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. So anyway, he's eating these Almond Joys, and he just got braces.
Today's episode's brought to you by Almond Joys and Mounds. It's not really, but I wish
he's got braces.
So he's got braces, and he goes, "Ah, man, I got coconut stuck in my braces." I'm like, "Oh, man, that sucks."
Oh, no.
He's like, yeah, it sucks. He's like I can tell he's messing around. I'm like, get a drink of water, swish it around your mouth, get it out of your braces. Me and you have braces. You
agree.
Just kind of, you get stuck.
It happens.
I'm a snaggletooth. Sorry, guys.
So then a little while later, about 5 minutes goes by, and he goes, "Oh no, oh no, my shirt's stuck on my braces."
my shirt's stuck on my braces.
Yeah, and he's sitting there with the collar of his shirt on this bracket that's like 5 teeth back on his left-hand side, and his shirt is stuck over the bracket. And I'm like, how?
That's my question.
How did you do this?
Oh, and I kind of feel
so
bad for
it's dark. It's dark. We're in the back of a van. We're watching The Incredibles. And I'm like, I can't even get in there. And sure enough, I can't just like lift it up. And he's like so scared he's going to break a bracket off.
Right.
Because like he's already had like the fear of God put in him that like
he
can't break the
braces. It'd be like $1 million. Yeah.
Sure. And he can't do it. He's starting to panic. And Sarah's trying to hold his mouth open and, like, trying to, like, hold
so
a light up.
So she's fish-hooked him?
Well, I'm trying to get him. And so, like, she's trying to get light on it. And I go, I need something. I'm going to have to cut this string. And it's, like, on his lip. It's bottom level. I'm like, I'm going to have to cut the string. I got nothing to cut it with. And she's like, I got clippers. I got fingernail clippers. So she gives, now I have these fingernail clippers that I got to fit into his mouth, and he won't pull.
Oh,
like, we can't get his lip
this
back.
This is now a surgical operation.
So finally, Sarah just looks at him and goes, can you pull your own cheek back? And he does, and he pulls it like way back. And I get the clippers in there, and I go, can you feel anything right now? He goes, no. I go, good. And I clipped it like super fast. That was it. So the shirt falls, the string falls out or whatever out of his braces. I was like, I don't even know how you did that. And, like, I'm cracking up laughing. I'm like, I don't even know how you did that. And
so
Sarah goes, did it go like this? You had coconut stuck in your braces and couldn't get it out, so you started to use your shirt to get the coconut out of your braces? And he goes, yeah. That's what happened. I'm like, oh, my God. You got that's. I was
man.
Like, you're a smart guy, but that's dumb.
I have a horrible braces story. Just like brought up like I suppressed this memory, dude, and like you're bringing it out.
Oh no,
I feel emotional.
Oh man,
so I had the whole braces deal too, but I had the headgear. You remember the headgear?
Yeah,
the old school, like,
yeah, you gotta slide it in
bar outside of your mouth with a big blue strap in the back.
Yeah,
so I had that.
I'm going with Steers, guys.
Yeah, hey guys,
listen to my Britney Spears record.
Yeah, who's come over and play Dungeons and Dragons? So Magic the Gathering. So I was in school, and you know how like the old school school desks, they had like the little pencil thing in the front, but then they lift up. They were hinged, and they lift up, and there was like a seam on each side where you can like slip paper or whatever through.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was sitting on the side of a desk. Shut up. I was sitting on the side of the desk, like doing a school project, and somebody came from behind me and like lifted my chair out from under me, and I slipped downward in my headgear. Like, I fell into the desk, like my face smacked the desk, and my headgear got caught in the seam.
Oh my God.
And I was caught in my desk, and the teacher was freaking out. Like, I couldn't.
Oh, no.
I'm waving like a hooked fish, like waving around, and I couldn't get out of it, and I was panicking. And
no.
Yeah, it was hurting so bad, because remember what they did was they shoved these brackets in the back of your teeth.
Yeah,
what it would hook onto.
Yeah, that's what they,
and like,
slide
I
into.
I can feel those brackets just digging into my gums as I'm holding
God.
It, and the blood started coming out.
Oh,
and so finally,
no.
Yeah, so finally, like, the teacher ran over. She was a super sweet lady, and she opened up the desk, and I
Man.
Fell out. It was the most dramatic thing ever.
and I topped
so wait,
the floor.
You wore your headgear to school?
I had like my teeth were jacked, dude, and I had to wear them 24 hours a day as much as I could.
Wow. Do kids have to wear headgear?
Not
anymore. No one doesn't have to wear
headgear. Both my daughters have been through braces, and they don't even use that anymore.
I was told by my dentist because I got my part two of my root canal done today, and I was told that I could do those Invisalign or the clear.
Yeah, ones. Yeah. They have the technology now is legit. It is
expensive. Worth
my
it.
Daughter just broke her freaking retainer.
Oh, God.
I had to take out a freaking home equity loan to get her another one, man.
Damn.
Those
sucks.
Invisalign things, like, they send you, like, these molds. You have to file them down and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yourself.
What do you mean?
Like, they send you, like, they have you take pictures of your teeth and, or they, I don't know if they get the x-rays or whatever, but they send you, like, the disc things to put in, but eventually those change. You have to file them down. You have to wear them for so many hours a day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they hurt, like, braces hurt like shit. Like,
yeah,
for,
they hurt.
You go once a month and get them tightened or get the bands changed or whatever, and it hurts for, like, 3 days.
I'll tell you what. You know what?
And, but, yeah, I heard those things are no joke either. They hurt.
I got to get my wisdom teeth taken out before that happens.
Oh, I had dry socket when I did that. It was the most miserable experience. So did my wife, and she was miserable.
Oh, man.
You know what my dad told me when I was bitching about my braces pain?
What?
When he was a kid, and so, this is like, my dad, understand, my dad, bless him.
Age range is
your
dad?
He was born in 50s.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So he was born in 54.
He's my mom's age.
Yeah, dad's age.
Yeah, and he was born on a farm.
No, my mom was 52. Never mind.
He lived on a farm. He grew up on a farm. They had like an outhouse and everything. They didn't have like running water for years. And when they went to the dentist for orthodontics, there was no braces. You know what they did? They took them there every day after school, and they took these giant popsicle sticks, and the dentist just leaned on your teeth as hard as he could for like 20 minutes at a time to straighten them out. And that's how he got his teeth aligned. Yeah, imagine that.
That's making me feel gross now.
I don't think that was a dentist.
Gross.
Just some creepy dude, yeah.
I think that was like... some
masochist.
Cousin, man.
Like, oh, yeah, little Dougie's teeth look a little crooked. Take him down to Cousin Merle, have him have those special sticks put in his mouth. I'll straighten it out.
Go down to Merle's teeth straightening.
Let me
jack on those teeth for 20 minutes apiece.
Let me ask you, Mrs. Gump, how much do you care about your boy's education?
Oh, mercy.
So I had the point I was getting that we were talking about Monster Hunter, right?
Oh, yeah, we were a little while ago.
Yeah, sorry, we digressed back to you.
Far off track, sorry.
It's okay. I'm keeping us aligned. This is
a special episode, man.
Now
bonus
Huey,
number 10.
Now that Huey is participating in your guys' bonuses,
I keep it together. Bonus
okay?
number. It's our 10th bonus anniversary.
I'm the Huey glue that keeps everything together. Mm-hmm. So.
The Hoobaloo? What?
You put the
Hubaloo.
You put the E in Chewy.
Correct. Or something.
Oh, Chewy.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I need more letters.
E-Y.
No,
he's got the EY, man.
Yeah, but I share the U with him.
So?
Together.
Actually, Huey's whole name is in the show.
No, you just got to see.
Yeah.
I'm amazing.
Yeah.
You got the whole album cover, though.
Yeah, I got my face on the front.
That's true.
Hey, I don't know if anybody knew that's my face. That's my face on the front. Huey's behind me, and Bob is the mysterious man in the background.
Yeah.
My beard has only gotten more majestic since then.
You look like
Richie Tenenbaum.
Richie Tenenbaum.
Pictures to be uploaded later.
So we were talking about Monster Hunter. So we've never mentioned the fact. Have you guys mentioned in previous episodes that we game on Friday nights?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Probably.
Okay, so we game on Friday nights.
We do.
A group of us, four or five of us at a time.
It's
usually
us,
four.
It's us and Luke.
Yep.
And sometimes Noah.
I
like the vowels, A E I O U.
But
sometimes why?
I feel like there's somewhat of a dry spell right now with multiplayer games.
I wouldn't say a dry spell, more like, well, yeah, dry spell.
Is it because we haven't tapped what's out there, or is it because there's a legitimate
shortage
right now?
It's because we haven't jumped on the Fortnite bullshit.
We fear change. No.
I don't fear change. It's just PUBG is really letting me down lately. It's just been like, Siege is cool, but it's like third year, man. We're playing 3 years now. Yeah,
so don't get me wrong. I still enjoy the cup. We dominate. We usually do well.
We have been.
Yeah.
We do well.
I sucked last week.
Burn out of it pretty quick.
I didn't.
The last few weeks, Friday nights I have.
Oh, I mean, I didn't suck last week. I was fucking on fire.
No, you were. You had like 26 skills in three matches. Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah, dude. You were rocking it.
No. Don't get me wrong. I still enjoy Siege. I'll always rock Siege. But like the thing that really chaps me, and this is going back to the Monster Hunter point.
Yep.
I love Monster Hunter.
Me too.
My week is schedule is pretty busy. Mm-hmm. So I don't get a whole lot of opportunity to grind on it myself. The game is super fun when it's multiplayer, but it will not allow me and a couple of our buddies to connect. And it's the most frustrating thing in the history of ever.
Well, I've been saying for like ever, like I know, Bob, you've had it's been hard for you to enter into Monster Hunter. And
yeah,
the fact is, like, ooh, everybody, as long as here's some backstory. Me and Bob and Luke can all join a group together and play. Me and Huey and Bob can all join together and play. If Luke or Huey tries to interact with each other, that kicks one of them out.
Except the first time. That was the funnest time I've ever had playing that game. I'm not going to lie.
Because there was...
If we could play four players like that all the time, I shit you not, well, that would be the game.
I've said, because I'm way ahead of all of you.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, because I played it a lot.
Yeah.
I've still been rocking the Mario Tennis, though. Sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. But I would be more than willing to break it up and us split up. Not, you know what I mean? Two people doing one thing, two people doing another thing, switching it up. I mean, because pretty much me and Bob can switch places, or even all three of us can do one thing
at
once.
But it's not as fun as playing all together, though.
It'll never be as fun as playing all together. We'll have to try it. Maybe we'll try it again tonight. Maybe something will be different.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, then I have
to
catch up,
back
bro.
To my original point. That was just a Monster Hunter tangent. I think it's a great game, right? But I feel like there's not a whole lot out there right now that enables four players to get together and grind. Now, E3 happened, and they announced a lot of stuff coming.
Destiny 2.
I'm not playing Destiny 2. It's not for
Destiny 2 the other day.
I'm not playing it.
$20? I saw it cheaper than that before.
Oh. Well, I didn't buy it either way.
They're still coming out with expansions for that. They're announcing the next one.
The new one wasn't that good.
I haven't touched it.
No, I bought the gold edition last year and played it for like a month, and then I didn't play it since.
But what else is out there that's available? I mean,
Fortnite, dude, is huge.
I'm not doing that.
I know.
I'm not. You know what?
I'm not trying to advocate.
My kids
for
play
Fortnite,
the heck out of it.
I don't.
My kids play the heck. I watch them play it, and it doesn't seem all that appealing to me.
Wildlands is kind of like
my game.
Yeah.
Wildlands is
awesome.
It's fun.
I love it.
It's an awesome game.
PvP, when we tried that last week,
dominated.
There's some balancing bullshit in that. For us to get put, all of us to say
level one,
and then us to fight against, not level, Prestige 9, Prestige 9, Prestige 6, and a Prestige 5, and we got our asses handed to us. We've never played that in our lives, and we got to balance it, man. Now, maybe there isn't anybody out there. Maybe there's not enough people.
There could be a couple thousand people playing it.
But like Siege, I'd be pissed if there was a ranking system like that and I got on and got my fucking ass handed to me.
Yeah.
How come we don't play Siege ranked anymore?
I don't know.
Why though? What's it going to get us?
More matches.
What's the difference between playing Siege regular and Siege ranked?
You know, if you play Siege ranked and actually get a rank, you know, and then when the next season comes out, you get like charms and shit.
Charms.
Yeah, I get that.
I know. I mean, that's kind of stupid, but it's still cosmetic.
No,
that's cool.
I'm not arguing. I'm not disagreeing with that. But like, I'm just saying that.
So what? You want to fight about it?
You want to throw?
What's up?
I'm just saying that I can still play. I can still have the same amount of fun playing Siege regular.
Birdie told me that someone in particular was thinking about jumping back into a game, but he didn't know if it would have passed him by now. Yeah, Gallic was talking about playing some Siege.
It's not that hard to get back
into.
I said it's not.
He caught up in like a day or two.
I told him it's not really that big of a deal with Siege, because Siege's matches, I mean, we're either going to get, sometimes we get blown out.
Yeah,
we played
absolutely
a million times, and I go, or we walk in and it doesn't matter. We're gonna
I think
you.
I think
just learning the maps.
The PUBG thing was cool at first, but the Xbox system is not incentivized, and it was glitchy as bananas.
It's not that it's not incentivized; it's not updated fast enough as the computer is, man. I know it's never going to be.
It hasn't been out nearly as long as the computer one, though.
No, but still.
I think it's easier to roll out patches and updates.
Xbox is Windows 10.
It is.
So?
Yeah, the PC is Windows 10.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it doesn't have to adapt to one piece of hardware. Your PC has to be able to run.
Yeah.
A PC's different. So they can send out patches and everything, and they're, I mean...
Plus, on a PC, you can upgrade a video card where you can't do that with an Xbox. Yeah, the hardware you have is the hardware you have.
Yeah, so they have to... And plus, like, formatting it to an Xbox is different than rolling out PC shit. That's why there's... It's just different. And I like PUBG, but... I like PUBG. And the last time we played was actually... We played a couple matches a few weeks ago. And
yeah.
It was pretty fun.
It was okay, yeah.
And I was like, let's...
I wouldn't mind rolling a 3 or 4 games on it, but then we're going over to Siege.
We could roll I'd roll a PUBG tonight.
I don't like waiting.
I know.
I get killed in 5 minutes, I don't
see,
like
that's
waiting.
That's
but you can't
the
run and gun in that game like that.
I don't.
I'm just saying.
I don't run and gun.
So anyway, back to my original point.
Yes.
My original point was is that I feel like there's a shortage of some good... partnered quality games and
what
I
else
would
is out
I would
there, though?
I would not I would Nothing. I would not include Monster Hunter in that if I can connect with my buddies. I'm sorry, but they got to fix the server crap.
I don't know.
The same thing happened with Marvel versus
Capcom.
Yeah.
Well, not Marvel versus
Capcom. Ultimate Alliance.
That's just weird.
The server problem is stupid.
It's a network
issue. We can land freaking robots on Mars, but I can't connect to Luke and come on.
Yeah. I'm going to bleep that out.
Yeah, bleep that out. Sorry, Luke. Didn't mean to reveal your location.
I mean, I'll leave his name in. Just not where he lives.
He gave out your entire fucking address, Luke.
Name of your family.
Wow.
They're coming for you.
Wow.
The Purge.
It's the Purge.
Oh, man.
Can we talk about those movies for a second?
Yeah, go for it.
I got one of them.
You know how many,
saw the first one.
You know how many I've watched? Zilch.
Oh, I saw the first one, and I hated it.
The second one was better, wasn't it?
And I like just the other day I was looking at like Rotten Tomatoes scores for the Purge movies for some reason, and the first one has got like the lowest of.
Does it?
I think the newest one is lower.
Wasn't it the last one like
two and
the Purge Election Day or something stupid?
2 and 3 are higher than the first one.
I think what's the second one called? Anarchy?
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
I haven't watched them.
I've seen it. I've got it, actually, the digital copy.
Funny is one of the Shockwaves podcasts I listen to, they pitched the idea of the Predator Purge, where it's the Purge, but there's a Predator also.
That's funny. That's funny.
Did you guys see the new Predator trailer?
Yeah.
No, I'm not watching any more trailers.
Oh, dude. You got to watch it, man.
Watched it. But you know what?
It looks awesome.
I have a problem with the trailer.
What's the problem with it?
All the best stuff is in the trailer, and that's it.
See,
okay,
that's
skip
why I'm not
that.
Watching it.
Let's skip that trailer then. Let's go to Creed 2.
I didn't watch that trailer either. I want to see it.
Oh, man.
I got to admit, I want to watch that.
Creed 2?
Yeah.
Out of the three of us, I'm the one with cable, right?
Yeah.
I have cable.
Yeah,
so
you
I'm
have
gonna
cable.
I'm going to be peppered with these commercials no matter what.
Yeah, you will be.
So I'm not going to watch them online because I don't want to see the extended ones because I don't want to see all that shit. I want to be surprised. Like Halloween, like I watched the trailer for the new Halloween. It looks
that looks pretty awesome.
Great.
I hope I never see another trailer for it again.
Hey,
what?
Hey,
today's Friday the 13th.
Hey.
Yeah. Besides that, what's that banana batshit crazy film that I sent the trailer and I'm like, what is this? What was that? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
The Nicolas Cage one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Me too.
What is that Bananarama
shit? I
forgot
the name of it again.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
The one where the cult takes his daughter?
Talk amongst yourselves.
I got a topic.
The chainsaw?
I got a topic while he's looking that up.
What?
Favorite Friday the 13th moment. Go.
Favorite moment?
Yeah, I got mine.
Movies.
I got two.
The guy walking on his hands.
I don't have one because I've never seen the movies really. I don't remember.
Yeah, where the wheelchair guy gets killed.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. That was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, this is Friday the 13th.
What Friday the 13th?
You know, the cool wheelchair guy was about to score after he was playing a board game with a chick.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't Jason push him down.
I think that was in 3.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was in the same one with the guy walking
on
his hands.
Yeah, I think it is. It is the same one because they had the goofy guy. Yeah.
Yeah, him and a girl are showering together, and she's like, go get me a beer. So he walks on his hands to go get a beer.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Naked?
No, it was just quick. Yeah,
he was wearing shorts. He put shorts on. He was walking on his hands.
Because I had a bad visual going on.
He like walked right into Jason, who's just standing there.
Yeah,
and Jason
just hacks
him.
So that's number one, is wheelchair death. Okay.
Okay.
And then number two is Tommy Jarvis? He shoves the pole into Jason's grave. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And the lightning bolt. It's so cool.
Yeah,
so
I was
going
to mention that because it's Horshack from freaking Welcome Back Cotter is with him.
The only one I remember is Jason Goes to Hell.
That's all you remember?
I never was into horror movies, guys. Do you know this?
So wait. So what's your favorite part from that? The part in the tent?
Oh, I've seen Freddy vs. Jason as well.
Get out.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
Get with it.
Sorry, man. I've still seen way more movies than you probably.
You probably have, but I've seen good
ones. You're more horror. I'm not into horror.
I am.
I don't like being scared.
I don't get scared.
Yes, you do.
I get scared from really scary.
Everybody
movies.
Gets scared from within, bro. Don't be scared.
I looked up Nicolas Cage.
Let it out.
Fucking light on.
Let it out.
No, I can't. There's so many. There's so much crap in here. Okay.
Top. So be at the top.
His best movie is Bad Lieutenant. Port of.
God, I remember watching that movie
and that scene where he's with the Port
of New Orleans, right?
Something like that.
Port of New Orleans.
Yeah, it's based off the remake of the Harvey Keitel version, isn't it?
I don't think so.
It's Port of Nolens.
Did
you ever see that Harvey Keitel one?
Bad Lieutenant.
What's your favorite moment of that?
I never seen it.
No? Mine is when. Should I say it? I can always bleep it out, right?
I guess you're the editor.
I like it when he. No, I don't. Never mind.
You had to like gear up to that. It was like you were all jacked up and you ran up to the mic to say it and then you chickened out.
Fuck you, I didn't chicken out. I like it when he's like it's hilarious.
Whoa,
yeah, I got Mandy.
Mandy, yes. I wanted to see Maggie, but that's the movie
Mandy.
With Schwarzenegger.
Mandy.
Yeah, I want to see Mandy.
I'm cutting
incredible.
That out, by the way.
Did you ever see
Yeah.
He's got another movie Sarah won't let me watch, I haven't got a chance to. It's called Mom and Dad.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it.
Who's in that?
I saw the trailer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where all the parents go nuts.
Wait, why won't she let you watch it?
Oh, because I don't know. She doesn't want to see parents killing kids.
Oh, that's the fun of being a parent.
I know. I try to tell her. And I had the kids all jacked up for it, too. I'm like, who wants to watch Mom and Dad?
What's it rated?
R
X or something.
You go to IMDb and you go to parental guide and it'll tell you all the bad things. In the
God,
world.
Look at Nicholas.
How accurate is that?
Very accurate.
Really?
Yes. It'll say like, I watched one. It said this movie uses the F word 47 times.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Like,
bad.
But the thing I'm looking for is the weirdest thing in the world to do is be sitting there with your teenage daughter, your 11-year-old daughter and your 12-year-old son, and sex comes up. Like, that's why we've only really watched like the first three Friday the 13th movies, because there's just it's just alluded to because
they have a thing
sex.
About handicapped guys.
Yeah. it's just alluded to that they have sex. Like, they don't they're not sitting there doing it like on screen.
Okay,
it's really weird. I don't want to ever be a part of that.
Well, come on, man. Like, I get it. I remember being in a room with my parents when sex scenes would come on. It's totally awkward.
What?
Weird.
What movie?
Anyway, hold on.
What?
In honor.
Wait.
Of
what the fuck?
When my dad used to make me watch these movies.
When my dad would put on these 8mm films that he said he found in the backyard.
Snuff films,
that
bro?
Lady,
come
he
on,
kept
man.
Saying
that's not
it wasn't
cool.
My mom, but it looked a lot like
it's
her.
It's so weird. I don't know.
Anyway.
The guy was in a mask.
Favorite wheelchair character from a horror movie. Go.
I told you.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
He's awesome. Your favorite?
Me yeah. from Mac and Me. I don't
know.
Oh,
my
name.
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, every time that comes up on my Facebook timeline, I share it every time, that clip.
We'll
when Paul
share
Rudd shares it every time he goes on Conan. That's his running gag.
He's showing a clip from his new movie.
Yeah, new movie, and he puts it on. So hilarious, man.
I love it, man. I love it. My favorite wheelchair is from the Texas Chainsaw, the original one.
Shelly?
Yeah. That's a good one.
I like that dude.
I'm trying to think of
Does
some
he
other
die?
Ones.
Yeah, he dies. Yeah.
I haven't seen that Texas Chainsaw for a few years, man. It's been
like
a while. And that
hey,
movie,
you know what?
That movie really disturbs me. I'm not even joking.
Speaking of creepy, disturbing wheelchair stuff, this is so bad. This is so bad. The ADA is coming after us, aren't they?
Wait, real quick. Runner up, the a kid from Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Oh, good
is that
call.
Yours? That's your favorite?
Call. From
Who's your favorite?
Me from Mac.
Oh, that's right. For real? That was a for real pick?
Yeah. I picked. I've never watched that movie with that clip alone.
Let's call him...
Me from Mac.
Me, okay.
Me it is.
Me from Mac and me.
Now
I got to write that down.
I completely lost my point.
Something disturbing.
You know what I started playing the other day? Or last couple weeks ago?
Video game?
Yeah.
Okay.
The new Resident Evil. It's
Wait,
freaking
that's
awesome.
Oh, seven.
Resident Evil 2?
No, I mean, I got it for $15.
Oh, seven?
Yeah. With
Biohazard?
With all the expansions. Freaking awesome.
Yeah, I was going to buy that.
Green was... play that game, dude. Seriously.
It's got a creepiness factor to it, man.
Oh, no. There's some legit jump scenes, man.
I rented it. I only played it for like 5 days,
so me and my kid...
Think.
So it's gotten to the point where... So I picked it up on Father's Day, okay? And I told the kids, okay, we're going to play this tonight.
Father's Day?
So, yeah. So I had a couple beers, and we turned the lights off. And we're gonna play Resident Evil, right?
Ooh, you let your kids watch this?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. So we're down there, and my one daughter is very like sensitive.
She's sensitive.
Rayon is very like electrically.
Oh dude,
yeah, she's like emotion, right?
She's emotional.
So we're playing this game.
Does she
and,
pick
like,
up like weird shit?
She's crazy. So
which one is this?
Rayon.
No, I don't.
The one who
name,
killed
man.
The frog.
So we played it for like 4
Hold
hours.
On. This episode of Bochy is brought to you by Resident Evil Biohazard 7.
We played it
not
for
really.
We played it for about 4 hours. We went to bed at like 2 a.m.
You played it for 5 hours and went to bed at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was
anybody
awesome.
Scared? Anybody
oh, yeah.
scared?
So all the kids loved it except for my daughter who got up at 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 to tell us that the crazy lady in the wheelchair was coming out of her closet to get her. So
oh,
Rhea is no longer allowed to watch me play Resident Evil.
So are you allowed to play that game or
oh,
no?
You're dang right. We play the heck out of it. It's awesome. So scary. Such a good one.
I never played any of the DLC. Like
it's,
I
tell you
I
what.
I rented
it's,
it when
it's
it first
rare,
came out.
It's rare that you have a video game that makes me, like, who for us, who's accustomed to horror movies, who's accustomed to that kind of thing.
Well, except for Bob. He doesn't like
except for Bob because he doesn't like that kind of stuff. But to be, like have legitimate like jump scares from a video game, it's that good.
Okay.
That's cool. I'll buy that.
To be fair, time. I like some horror movies.
Yeah, you do. You're just talking about A Quiet Place. It's a
yeah, like, I don't, like, you specialize in horror.
Yes.
I like some horror.
I would say I only like some horror.
But, like, you watch
like
a lot
good,
more than
I
do.
I like good horror.
I did watch
I
that.
Like
yeah, you do. You do.
What
like
was that
horror.
Monster movie you told me about I watched?
It was The Monster. That's what it was called.
Was it?
Yeah.
The Monster.
Did you watch all that?
I watched the whole thing.
That was an awesome movie.
It was cool, man. It was cool. It was different.
Yeah, the premise of The Monster is a crappy mom.
It was gory, but,
yeah.
like, not visually gory because...
It's dark.
It made you think and imagine, like, oh, God, that guy's getting eaten underneath that truck. You can't see it, but I can hear it.
So if you guys are looking, if anyone's looking for a really out-of-the-box movie, The Monster.
I would recommend it.
A kind of a deadbeat mom who's taking her daughter, who doesn't want to live with her anymore. They have a bad relationship. She's going to take her to her father. She's going to drive her to her father's house to live permanently. And they get attacked by a giant fucking monster.
Yeah.
That's The Monster. It's awesome. It's good.
Huey,
yeah.
Quit staring at my wife.
Oh, dude, your dog is attacking her headphones. It's hilarious.
So The Monster, I gave it 2 up.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
I think I've run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, me too.
I could talk about independent horror all day long, but...
That's for another day.
What
another
would day. You consider Jaws horror?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Trying to think of other horror movies that I like. Get Out.
That's a horror movie.
Red State. Kevin Smith would always claim that's a horror movie.
I would say it would.
There's nothing scary in that movie. Like, no monsters, though.
Yeah.
But the people could be considered monsters.
Would you call it a thriller? Would you call
a
it an
thriller
action
night?
Or drama?
I'd call it a thriller.
You could call it. I could see it going either way. I could see it going either way.
All right. So, yeah, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Bo Chewy. You can go to our Facebook page, which is look at us up. It's Bo Chewy.
How do you
Facebook
page is a Bo Chewy podcast show, right?
Yeah, I think it comes up that
this
way.
Is Bo Chewy podcast.
Do we have an email?
We do.
Bo Chewy at gmail.com.
Okay.
You can also just search for us on any podcast device.
Anywhere.
We're there.
Download us. Listen to us, please.
Tell a friend. If you actually like listening to us, or you think somebody else would like listening to us,
tell
them. If you see one of our posts on Facebook, if you liked our Facebook page and you want to help us out by getting us out there, share it. Like it. Leave a comment. Talk to us. Tell us how bad we are. Tell us how good we are. We don't care. Leave a review.
Anything.
We will talk back to you.
Make checks payable to Huey.
Yes. And that's spelled C-H-U-K.
Actually, no. Huey, it's made out to Bo Chewy Podcast Show.
LLC.
Okay, but I'm the treasurer, so.
BoChewy.podbean.com.
No, we said you're
that's
just
our website.
We said you're a treasure.
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
that
dude,
makes me feel
treasure,
a lot better.
You're a treasure.
I don't care anymore. I
you're not a national treasure yet.
Had a lot of nerdy shit on this
one.
I'm
close.
Oh, America.
I don't think my mom's going to like this one. She's going to tune out during the video game talk.
Unless you tell her there's a shout out to
her.
Hey,
what's your mom into? We can come up with some mom stuff.
We'll do a Mother's Day episode next year.
No,
Mother's Day.
We'll have all of our moms on, and we'll have
yours. No, no.
We'll have your dad on.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, we'll have your dad on.
All right, this is Chuck. I'm all done.
I didn't. All right.
Out.
Well, everybody else is out. Later, guys. Thanks.
Bye. Man, I am going to here because that guy looks like he knows how to party.
That's badass.